Nimer Hashavua first. Is the Zecher Nishmas, Isha Rachel Bas Miriam Bas Naftali Tzviela HaShalom, who just niftered this past Tuesday, Chav Alev Tevis. May the learning be a schus for the Shama, sponsored by following friend, by family and friends. Nimer Hayayim is a schus for Fuh Shleim, Yachid Huda Ben Miriam, Shiyachya, having a surgery today. Yes, I have to give you. This one is only for today. I'm sorry, you can get it later. It's not my hakim, you get it now. Okay, we are on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. I'm sorry, Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Now, I just want to explain, I don't know if Harvey's on, but yesterday he asked me a question for the repetition.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. All the words. Now, I thought about it yesterday, and I came to the conclusion that there's no rule, because different words mean different meanings, and we're going to see this in the Mishnah that I repeat today. Meaning, anavim doesn't include yayin in the vernacular, but it could be that tmarim does include the dvash. People speak different about different items. Some items are more inclusive automatically, and some items are not. So the Mishnah has to tell me, so you should know the halacha, and again, it doesn't apply to us, but you should know the halacha in those days. There's no rule that every fruit does not include a juice. It could be some fruits do include the juice, right? But what the Mishnah is trying to tell me is which ones do, which ones don't. See, yesterday I was operating under the assumption that there's a rule here. There is no rule. It's what people say the word means. Because grapes in the vernacular doesn't include wine, doesn't mean that olives don't include oil. And because olives don't include oil, doesn't mean that dates don't include the honey of the dates. Every fruit has to be dealt with separately. Now, the Mishnah did not open a list of all possible fruits in the world, but I guess the Mishnah gave you the common ones they used in those days and said, what does it include and what doesn't it include? So these cases are necessary because it's like, the comparison I would say is like today they print these books, brachas books, and they have 1,000 foods that they tell you which bracha to make. Because these are the foods that people eat, and they want to know what bracha to make, so they look it up in the book, right? So here too, the Mishnah is telling me this is the meaning of the words in those days. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. That's why we will find in a moment that certain fruits do include the juice. In fact, we'll have a mandiyama that says that certain foods are only the juice. Why? The answer is, it's what people talked. It's how people talk. There is no rule except follow vernacular. That's the rule.
But Rabbi, yeah. We usually have at the beginning of these missions, the pattern seems to be, if I'm remembering, two examples that I couldn't discern why there would be a difference from them. There would be two. There wouldn't be seven. There wouldn't be a list of various things.
The only reason I'm saying this is going to see some in this mission that are different. So, again, that's one thing. Okay, start the Mishnah. Start again, Mishnah top. Don't give me a little bit of olive. Hanoidim and Antumarim, Mutab and Tvash Tumarim. He's muttering the honey of the dates. Hanoidim and Astvanias, which are the winter grapes, which means ones that are remain in the winter of the winter. They don't produce wine, they produce vinegar. Mutab and Chaim Astvanias. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Aimer, I don't know, there's some noise in the background. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Aimer, Kol Shashem Todase Kruya Alav, V'Noydra Himenu, Asa B'yaitse Himenu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, even though he holds that even the honey of dates, if it's called Dvash Tmarim, it's Asa in the Dvash. We don't call wine Yayin Anavim. We don't. Because there's only one wine that we refer to as wine, and they come from grapes. And it is, again, somebody is making noise out there. I don't really mind, but there are people on the phone that it's theirs. So somebody's in a car, and I seem to hear is that he's not wearing his seatbelt, and that's not a good thing. And this year we're machmir on seatbelts when you wear them. Anyway, so so oil shemen zayas. That would be one that is pretend to the culture. The Gemara is going to say that later. In certain countries, oil did not mean shemen zayas, right? But we didn't refer to oil in the country that it did as Shemen Zayas. It was Shemen. When you said the word Shemen, you meant olive oil, right? Now, in today, if you mean you say oil, you mean some auto, what you use for your car. That's what people refer to as regular oil, right? But that's not the point here. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, any fruit that you do refer by its top thing, Dvash Tamarim is included. Because you don't say Dvash. Because Dvash has two. There's bee honey and there's great date honey. So we have to say, so he says that it includes. Now whether he's arguing or not, seems to be that the Gemara is going to say what his Machloikas is. So we'll see in the Gemara. The
Chacham
is
arguing. What? It seems like he is arguing.
Yes. Now, it seems like the Chacham is repeating the Tanakhama, right? Rabbi Yehuda seems to say when you make a neder from dates, it does include the honey, because honey is called Dvash Tamarim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and the Tanakhama said no, and the Chacham said no. So they sound repetitious. The Mishnah doesn't usually have that. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rash, Tvanias, and Navim Roim, Bed, Grapes, Vinisharim, Bikfanim, Adyamaisa, Subs, they remain on the vines till the winter. Vainim, Ruim, Liyai, Vaisim, Mem, Chaimets. Is the Garci, Tvanias, Kimaisai, Via, Navim. Kosha, Shem, Todasa, Kriyalov, Avki, Nishtanam, Mi, Tachana. Even if it changes from its form, I think the word Mitachana means from its form. Al Shem, Ikrai. I'm sorry, I apologize. I misread the Rush. Avkinishtana, period. Miskana al Shem Ikrai. It is referred to by the name of its source. There are different kinds of vinegar. There's wine vinegar, and there's Tvaniyais vinegar. And today there is vegetable vinegar, or whatever else they make vinegar out of.
Right.
What?
Vinegar, right?
Right, I have no idea. Chame Matirin. Fine. Chame Matirin, Megemara Parachainu Tanakama. Zag the Gemara, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. Ike Benayu Hadad Tanya. Now the Gemara is going to bring three opinions, and the Gemara and they will tell us what each one holds. The Tanya. Klaus Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. This is the rule Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. Kol Shadarkei Lecho, B'derech HaYaitzim Mimen Lecho. Anything that you eat, and you eat the derivatives, what comes out of it, like you eat dates, and you eat honey of dates. So then, that if you make a neder in it, you don't only mean the date, you mean the dvash tomorrow. And neder miyaitzim imenu, if you made a neder from dvash tomorrow, aserbai, you aser in it as well. That is what Shimon Elazar says. Meaning, whatever is edible and it has a derivative, you will mean it. And I'll call it a derivative, meaning the honey from the date, the oil from the pastas, the wine from the grape, the shemen from the zayas, anything that you aser that has a, right, that's what it said. However, here comes the chiddush. Kosh ein darkei lecho. Let's say you don't eat it, like those grapes left in the winter. Yes.
He also said, and if you say
Dvash
Tamarim,
you eat Dvash Tamarim, Rashi Tamarim. Yes, that's what he says. Correct. I don't think we can ask any questions yet. Till we finish to the Mishnah and do the Rash, no questions. Kol She'ein Darkei Lecho, anything you don't eat, like Stvanias, you don't eat those grapes. So if you made the neder, B'derech HaYaitzim Mimenu Lecho, but we use the vinegar from the Stvanias, neither by Ein Aser Al B'Yaitzim Mimenu, Shalei Nischavin Zeh Al B'Yaitzim Mimenu. Shimon Elazar introduces a new thing. When a person makes a neder from Stvanias, he can eat Stvanias. He means the vinegar, because nobody eats Stvanias anyway. So why did he make a neder from something that nobody eats? Must be he meant the edible part, which is the chaimetz. It's a new approach. When you make a neder from tamarim, tamarim are edible. So Shimon Elazar says you mean the tamarim, and you mean the dvash tamarim. Right? But if you make a neder from stvani ice, he says, you don't mean the stvani ice, because nobody eats them anyway. So you only mean the vinegar. Let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush, Kol Shein Darkei Lecho, B'derech HaYaitzim Lecho, Kon Stvani Ice. Tanakam Apologa Reb Shimon, Bein B'Tvash Tamarim, Bein B'Chayvitz Stvani Ice. Tanakam disagrees. He says, edible or not, the derivative is not Aser. When you say Svarayos, it's only Svarayos. When you say Tmarim, it's only Tmarim. It does not include Dvash Tmarim. We're talking Tanakama. He says it. Anayim and Tmarim, Mutab and Dvash Tmarim, but your Asr and Tmarim. Mr. Svarayos, Mutab and Chayim and Svarayos, but your Asr is Svarayos. So the Asr is Svarayos Gufayu. So the Tanakama is clear. The word means the word, not the derivative. Period. Reb Shimon Aishim Dvash Tmarim, B'chayim Tzvanias. He says, no, it's not true. The derivative is Usher. U'matra Tzvanias. And he says, but the Tzvanias are Mutter. Rabbanim Basroi, Kaima Hodakam at Tanakama, Min Tzvanias Mutter, B'chayim Tzvanias, Ham Tzvanias Gubayu Usher. Chamim Matirim, Tzvanias Gubayu. The Chachamim are saying, Chachamim Matirim means, they are permitting the Tzvanias itself. They are saying, no, you can eat the Svanias. That's what they are saying. Seemingly, not like, they're not saying, they're saying, the Tadrachamim are saying, so Reb Yehuda ben Beseira holds, let's explain Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, which the Rush doesn't explain. So the Tanakam is clear. Whatever you say, that's what you mean. It does not include the derivative. Again, because in the vernacular of people, tomorrow does not mean Dvash tomorrow. That's what he says. The Yehuda ben Beseira says, he holds like Reb Shimon, that if you eat both, they're both usher, because people defer to it as Dvash tomorrow and Chaim et Tzvanias. That's what he holds. And Reb Shimon Beloza says, by Tzvanias, you're not usher in the Tzvanias, right? He's a third sheet. And Rabbanon is Reb Shimon Beloza. That is the third opinion. They're saying that you're mutter in the Tzvanias. They're commenting on the Tanakama, who said, you're usher in the Svanias and mutter in the Chaimetz. They say, you're mutter in the Svanias. So the Chachamim is really Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So the Ron explains, I assume the Rush means the same thing. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, now I can listen to your question.
So I just want to make it clear. This is what each three opinions say. But if the guy himself says...
Yes, you said this yesterday. You said it the day before also. Yes, we allow the Mishnah and the Testament days that said, Perushan Lahakol. You have the option of explaining yourself that this is what you meant as long as it's within the range of acceptable translations.
Now, on the other hand, some people that just talk, they make a neder.
No, the people don't talk.
He doesn't know what he said the word, but he wasn't like.
Correct. That's the one that goes to the rabbi and says, what does it mean? Correct.
That's the one.
He goes to the rabbi or calls him or texts him and says, what does the word mean?
Then that's good for which.
Exactly.
That's the one that says, I don't know what I said.
Exactly. I don't know. Now, the problem here is, I'm not sure, and I'm going to say this. Is this a machloikas? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira city, they meant different things. And the Tanakama, in his city, they meant different things. Or is there more here? Because till now, all these machlokes were, how did they speak in your city? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, when a guy says Dvarim, he means Dvash Tamarim. Is that because that's what people meant? How about if people didn't mean Dvash Tamarim? So again, I hate to belittle the machlokes, but to me, it sounds like the machloikas is, what do people mean? Yeah, I did it twice. What do people mean? So that's the question. What do people mean? I don't think, again, is there anything deeper here than that? Till now, we haven't had any major deep machloikas, and it was more, what do people mean when they say it? I guess in different cities, they meant different things. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar introduces that if you make a neder of something not edible, you must amend something else. You must amend. Now, is that the understanding of the people? I would assume it is. If not, you didn't mean anything. Like, if a guy bans himself in nothing, he's banned in nothing. I mean, I don't understand. Again, to me, and again, I'm simplifying things, but to me it sounds like, what do people mean in that place where they talk? I don't see more than that here. It could be others say there is. Again, I'm only understanding the way I understand it. Yes, Doctor.
I would say that you are almost certainly absolutely correct in that we see very clearly in Scripture that there's different pronunciations between words. So the idea is there's difference in semantics.
Again, that's what I think.
That means there's no machlokas.
Well, all these things were no machlokas. We did have one, the Rush mentioned that the Rabbana might hold that residue is included in the word, and the other Tana held residue is not included in the word. Again, what do people mean? I think, again, that's all I can say. Dr. Mishnah, you make a netter from wine, it does not include apple cider, which the Gemara calls yain tapuchim. Not apple juice, apple cider, I'm not sure the difference, but whatever the difference is, yain tapuchim means apple cider, not apple juice. I'm not sure what the difference is. What? Ah, so that's why it's yain. Okay. Min hashemen, mutar b'shemen shum shemen. When you say I'm not going to have oil, that does not include sesame seed oil. Min hadvash, mutar b'dvash tamarim. Dvash to regular people means bee honey. Min hachaymetz, mutar b'chaymetz tvanias. Regular vinegar is wine vinegar. Min akrishin, which is leek, mutar bekaflutais, which is a certain kind of
leek with a head.
Leek with a head. Min ayerek, vegetables, mutar beyerokas hasada shushem levai. New thing. People called yerek, they meant garden vegetables. That's where most people grew their vegetables. Some people grew it out in the field. Usually fields were used for grain and beans. Vegetables were grown in a garden. Smaller areas, more taken care of. But some people grew it out there. But nobody, regular vegetables did not include the field vegetables because people didn't call them vegetables. They called them field vegetables. I guess it was a different quality. So you named it by that. So the word yerek means yerek. In people's mind, what is yerek? Garden vegetables. Dr. Rush, Neshushem Levi, Akula Koi, it's going on everything. Date honey is not called honey, it's called date honey. Therefore, it's not included in the word honey. That's not how people talk, yes?
I remember that when Scripture refers to, there it's called the Dvash, that's referring to date honey.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you talk that way.
So
I don't know, I think if you walked over to Rabbi Cohen and say, can you buy me some honey, he's not buying you date honey.
So, is what you said a few minutes ago, you said extremely well, which is that all these, I mentioned this to you yesterday, that all of these Mishnayas,
it's Lashem Le'adam, exactly what the Gemara
said. And it means something else.
Exactly. I told you, I said this at the beginning of the Perek. We'll be spending a lot of blether and words, and really it pertains nothing to us. We don't speak in this language, at least not here, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, but not here. Therefore, it's what it means here in Cleveland. That's what it means.
This does bring a question, which is why I asked you yesterday why these are written in Mishnayos, not in Gemara. Which is, we've got a very simple rule.
That was Harvey's question yesterday.
Yeah, which is why are we going through all this?
Again, I think it was like the Brachas book. Give the rules. The answer is no. You give the applications.
The Brachas books are not meant to last forever.
Either it's this Mishnah. The Raya is we don't use this Mishnah anymore when a guy says different words. Today, when a person says, I ban from oil, he doesn't necessarily mean olive oil. In fact, let's do the Gemara, which is going to say that. Hanoidim in Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, Mutter B'Shem and Shum Shemim, Vasa B'Shem and Zayas. Because in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it meant. That's what people called oil. Ubebavo, Vasa B'Shem and Shum Shemim, Mutter B'Shem and Zayas. The prevalent oil used in Bavo was sesame seed oil. And in a country where there wasn't a clear meaning to the word oil, it could be either of the two. Frank de Gemara Pshita, what have you just added with that last line? Dr. Gemara, I would think go by the majority use. Kamash Malon Safik Yisur Lechumra. There's a significant minority. There's enough of a minority that he might mean that. Right? In a country now, Yisrael, they don't refer to sesame seed oil as oil. In Bavel, they do. Not everybody, most people refer, mean Shemaziah's, what most people mean, and whatever country they do both. Most people might mean one, but there's enough that mean the other, therefore it's Asher and both. Zuk to Rush, not no Rush. Hanoidim and Ayarek Bishar Shnei Shvua, and Shemitah, Asi Birakas Hagina, and Mutu Birakas Hasada. Right. But Bishvias, if he makes the Neder in Shemitah, there are no garden vegetables, because they need tender, they have to be planted every year. But there are field vegetables that regrow, and I don't know how and why. Maybe fallen seeds, maybe they don't need the taking care of that. The garden that I am not sure, I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Asi b'yirakas hasada, umutli b'yirakas hagin, zok derash. Yirakas hasada, einim kriyin reg yarek stam. They're not called Yarek. We're right. Shalem Yerukas Sada. Tzarech L'chaber Shem L'Yarek. He has to add a name. Shalem Yerukas Sada. V'chein Kulam. Avo B'Shvias Mishapech Ha'enyan. V'she'en Yerukas Gina Metsuyan. You don't have garden vegetables. She'en G'deilam B'loy Aveda. They don't grow without being tended to. V'aychli Yerukas Sada. Why? Again, I'm not sure why Yerukas Sada are available in Shemitah. V'fichach B'loshen Ha'ilam. On Shemitah, Yerukas Tam, Havi Yerukas Sada. Yes.
Well, edible wheat. They drop seeds, as you said.
Yeah, but we're not talking about wheat now. We're talking about vegetables.
Right. They're vegetables have seeds.
Right. Okay. That's a good answer.
They go wild.
What?
They go wild.
Go wild, yeah.
Dillsburg on the side of the road. Well, edible wheat.
Are these vegetables Asur Shvias?
No. If it grows in Shemitah, you can pick them. It's Hefker. You can pick them and eat, you know, whatever the limitations of Shemitah are, but they're not asked to eat. Oh, Svichan, that's what he did.
Yeah, well, it's in your field. I mean, because it wasn't planted, that's why?
Tzmach Leikis.
The reason I'm saying is because...
Tzmach Leikis with the Svichan are asked to eat.
On something that's Asur already, he doesn't mean
that. So obviously, this man, the Amar, is saying Yerukas Sada is mutter to eat.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm not sure. Again, if it's Svichin, it's a machloikas. I don't know. Again, since it doesn't say exactly how it grows, and the way everybody in this room interpreted it was Svichin, so the chayit is dependent on the machloikas of Svichin Svias. I don't know.
I
should find that
your office in your own Gina. Did you use it?
No, absolutely not. You're not allowed to plant on Shemitah.
Was planted before and then rejuvenated by itself or whatever the word.
Again, Yerukas Sada and Yerukas Gina, if I'm reading it correctly, are not different species.
Not?
No. It's different tomatoes. There's tomatoes of the Gina and the tomatoes of the Sada. That's what I think. They're called different because they're different day, different quality. They grow wild and these ones don't grow wild.
But if you do grow wild in your own garden...
Then it's not wild because you tended to it.
One of the reasons you plow is to uproot and destroy weeds. So, the same... In your own garden, it could be something growing in your garden area that you neither
plowed. That's true. Okay. You're right. That's good. Bye-bye. I'm going to have a vote with Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Rav Chanina said the name of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. My son of a buck of Hashem of here, Yerich Mechutzlaret. That's only when they don't import from Chutzlaret. So therefore, in Shemitah, they only use Yerachit Sada. But in a place where they import, right? So then, usher in both. Because there's the homegrown Yerukas Sada, and there's the imported Yerukas Gina, which people are buying in the store. Whether you're allowed to import is a machloikas tanoim. Now, to understand this Gemara, the Rabbanan, in those times, not Negei anymore, made a tumah, well, at least that's not Negei, Asma, Halach, Lamaisa, made a tumah on Chutz Laaretz. They said that the land of Chutz Laaretz is tameh. Now, when a person imports vegetables, do the vegetables come with clumps of dirt? That's a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't want dirt of Chutz Laaretz, which the Rabbanan made a tumah on. And so that's a machloikis. Can you import vegetables from Chutz Laaretz or Shemitah? Are you afraid that the clumps of dirt are coming along with it? Or do the importers make sure it comes as clean vegetables? And that's not tamei. because the vegetables are not makabel tumah from the clump of dirt. Zog to Gemara. Ketanoi. Eim avin yerek mechutz laretz laretz. Avchadina begamil eim avin yerek mechutz laretz laretz. My time in the mandar eim avin. Av Reb Yirmiyah b'shem gush. Zog to Rush. Av mabakim shir b'shem gush. Avar hanidrik b'yerek. V'chachamim gushu tum al gush avar habo b'eretz amim. Si perikam ad shabbos tes vavav ad beis. Yes, doctor.
Why
is
the dirt which
attached
to the vegetable simply
bottled down? It's dirt, of course, it is what it is.
I know, but it's bottled. Right?
There's no bitul tumma. Come on, now. I shouldn't say never. That's almost true. Never.
Yeah, I was going to say,
give me a case of bitul tumma.
If a piece of tummy flesh drops into a reservoir, if the sheriff gets into a reservoir, it's not going to knock out. The only thing that I'm aware of which could knock out the reservoir is the chametz, which is nasty.
That's because water that's mechubel the karka is not mechubel tumah.
Okay, so karka is mechubel karka.
That's the same drabbanon that this karka is. It's not everything mechubel. In the Eretz Yisrael, it's not mekabel tuma. It's exerid drabbanon that avra kutz laretz is metame. There's no bitul on tuma. I know Rabbi Schultz will find me. I know it exists. But simple terms, you have to be hard pressed to find the case of bitul on tuma.
So you're saying that if there's a sandstorm, which is something that is known to happen, which blows from the Sinai into Eretz Yisrael, that Elam, you know,
no, because I saw karka is not makabel tumah.
Not makabel tumah. So, what's the problem then with the
No, the sandstorm, the sand that comes in might be a problem. But we hope after a while it goes away. I don't know what happens to the sand.
Well,
yes?
There's a
shear of how much is matame. Sand is particles. It has to be a gush offer, a solid piece. Sandstorms don't blow solid pieces.
Shear, I'm comfortable. I mean, something which exists, which is...
Again. I'm trying to figure out. I'm telling you a fact. Tumah is not batel. You haven't shown me that it is batel. You won't be able to show me. The Taisus, it's not even a Gemara. I mean, the Taisus has a series of Gemaras, so he answers what it is and what it is.
Where is that Rebbe?
Rabbi Schultz remembers the number Aleph in the middle. I don't remember where. I don't remember where the Taisus is. I don't remember. But, fine. But, I mean, Reagan, without that Taisus, as I said, you can't remember it. Even if you learn Shas 10 times, unless you learn Taisus, you wouldn't know.
I mean, there is also a general principle, something which is simply not visible. It does not legally exist. For instance,
and not by tumah.
If someone comes up and worships like hell, I don't care.
No, that's not because it's not. That's different. That's because you can't answer your own thing.
In the cow.
If you worship your cow, it doesn't become usher.
Agreed.
Why? It's not visible. There's no such a rule. That's what I'm saying. I know you want to say that the bacteria that flies around, some people say you don't have to worry about those bugs that you can't see without a microscope because you're not mechuyev to look for them. Sorry, it has nothing to do with this. Tumah is not batel. You're right. Those microscopic parts of tumah you don't have to worry about either.
It's not bacteria. Multicellular.
Whatever it is. Yes. Yes.
Very.
That's why
they don't worry about
tumas of the
special
spirit.
Tar
because, hold a second. Let's stop. Land is never tame.
What about too much mace?
No, again. Land is never tame. Never. Land can't be makabel tumah.
How about
chutzlaretz? I didn't get there yet. Biblically speaking, land is not tame. Mace is tame. Land is not tame. I'm not finished. Came along Drabbanon and said, we are afraid that there are many mason around because people aren't careful to mentire in Chutz Lawrence. Therefore, any dirt might have particles of a mace. So they made the land in Chutz Lawrence coming. Not because of the land, but because of what it might include. They never did that in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ask your question.
So I have the impression... Time of the Gomorrah, people who thought would bury their mason on their own property.
Not necessarily.
I don't know if they had cemeteries.
Of course they did. There's whole sugyas in Baba Basra with the crypts, how long and how short. They had family plots.
But these weren't cemeteries, not at everybody's farm or goose.
Wherever they made the family plot, it was a family plot.
We don't see, in Eretz Yisrael, all you see is cemeteries.
You're worried about today? I don't know.
You're worried about what happened 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago, they knew exactly where each one was.
What happened between then and now?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm asking about. Mason, after
that. I don't know. I assume they decomposed by now. Oh. They don't exist.
Please.
Except the
tailbone.
The loose bone. The loose bone, and that's a famous ragged shepherd that says, why aren't we afraid of the loose bone? So he says, because since it's the rebellious storm is Micaiah makes him the loose bone never dies. It's alive. And therefore it's not Matame.
All have to decompose.
That's the called? Atlas.
Just as Atlas supported the earth, so too the Atlas supported the skull of the top of the earth.
Fine, all I know is that it's called the loose bone in the Gemara. Yeah. And you eat lava malka to feed your loose bone.
Oh. The other thing is also the city
of Yaakov's not mine. Yes, I know. It's also the city of the Gemara says they never said he lies.
Is that eating malka or washing?
Eating lava malka. And it says that if somebody wants to be doing mitzvah and amovkar, he should wash. Your loose bone is at a different level if you wash.
Decomposing, Rabbi, can you say that not everyone's
going to
decompose? Is it possible to say that?
I don't talk about decomposure. I have a Gemara to learn here. I really don't know about. Yes.
Everybody decomposes.
Yeah, okay. I know the Gemara in Shabbos that says, not like you, but I'm not going to argue with that.
There's an argument.
Yeah, the Gemara says that. Okay, I'm not going to get involved. That's the Gemara Shabbos. See, Gemara Shabbos, Kofnun.
No.
Kofnun, Beis of a Beis, Kofnun, Gimel of a Beis.
Oh, you're talking about someone who's not a goat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said everybody. I just wanted to exclude some people, that's all.
I overspoke.
Yeah.
It's like seed, which I'm telling seed, which if you plant it in the earth, it ceases to exist and
becomes
that power.
Right. Okay, let's go on. But that crows. Us to be asparagus. Now, this is not asparagus. I don't know what Archko says. But according to the Rush, asparagus is a kind of cabbage. But it's not, when you say krov, you don't include that special kind of cabbage. Krov is cabbage, right? That's what he says? Okay. What did he say asparagus is? Asparagus, probably.
Argos.
What?
Asparagus.
Okay, I could have done that too. But asparagus looks like a krov. Again, when a guy says asparagus, he means a specific type, not the regular type of cabbage. Rush, asher asparagus, who min krov, av ein krov nikra al shmai. You don't refer to it as a cabbage. You call it asparagus, the special kind. Min agrisin, asher b'mikvah. Grisin are beans. And even if it's put into a dish, a thick, soupy dish, what does he call mikvah? Gravy?
Pottage.
What's it called?
Pottage.
P-O-T-T-A-G-E. Pottage, okay. Which means a soupy, thick, soupy thing is called a mikvah. Not mikvah with a vav, but mikvah with a pei. And therefore, that's still called greasin. Meaning when people say greasin, they mean the greasin by itself and the greasin again. What people mean, Dr. Arish. Rabbi Yossi Mater.
What
is
grits?
Who said grits? Are you ahead of me? Maybe you're maybe behind me. I have no idea. You must be ahead of me. I'm not up to grits yet. Greasin is grits?
No, greasin is like
I thought greasin's beans.
Like,
who said greasin is grits? Archibald learns greasin is grits? Interesting.
I thought grits is like stuff you buy. Some people, not white.
We don't do racism in this year.
I never. In the days, they have a
place. I always thought grits is the kind of bean. Am I wrong, Rabbi Schutz?
Sometimes means barley and modern people.
I think
the
standard
usual
shot. That's what I Anyway, whatever it is.
Grits are usually wheat kernels. One of my favorite.
That's why I didn't think it means that.
It was my father's favorite breakfast. He was not blind. usually it's mentioned in the Gemara as to wheat kernels.
We're going to get there, but the Gemara doesn't call it wheat. We're going to get to wheat kernels in a minute. But we didn't learn about that. I will disagree with Art Gold unless they have a marker, grease, and beans. And that's what you put into the mikvah, into this thick soup. Lighter. Rabbi Yossi Matar, he argues, or Trashi, the Xaviloi Mikri, greasin, and the mikvah shall greasin. People call it with a different name. Booming grease another. He only said greasin. So it doesn't include the greasin that was mixed into a mikvah. Min ha-mikvah mutter begreasin. But when you say I'm mastering myself this thick soup, you only meant the soup and whatever it includes, but not independent greasin that haven't been mixed into a soup. Zuck the Raj. We'll see that later. The main ingredient of the mikvah was the garlic. That was the main ingredient. So when you said, a person said he doesn't want to eat mikvah, he means garlic. That's the main ingredient, so that's included, even if it's independent. Rabbi Yossi Matar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it means only when it's in the soup, not when it's independent. Min ha-shum, mutar b'mikvah. When he says shum, he means it independent. Again, this is what people spoke. It's hard to explain why they mean this and why they mean that. Dr. Rush, min ha-mikvah mukim b'grisim. The light time, b'keich, the night of min ha-mikvah, so b'shum, b'shum j'derech was in shum b'mikvah, because they used to put the garlic into this mix. Why did not mean not them in ha-mikvah, yes, and b'grisim, b'shum j'derech was in grisim b'mikvah, k'mash b'lant roid ha-mi. All these kinds of soups, gravies, had pottages, had shum in it. Nice and tam, it gives taste. That is its main taste. Shum is it. That's what gives the main taste. Greasin, sometimes you add it, sometimes you don't add it, sometimes you add other things. Weiter. Zog de Mishnah weiter. Min hadashim asur b'ashishin. Ashishin zog de Rush. Psoilus hadashim, the residue. The b'yaisi matter. Min hashishin mutar b'hadashim. The Rush had two pshatim on a while ago. And one he said that the Rabbanon hold that that's what people mean. And the other one he said it's a residue of hadashim, so it's included in hadashim. Chita chita shani tayim. One of the guys says, chita chita. Now he could have said one, not the other. So the Rush has two pshatim in this. His first shot is, it's not that one means one thing and the other means the other thing. It's the fact that he repeated himself twice. Asa ben ben kamach ben apas. If he would only say one, it would not mean both flour and bread. It would only mean one of the two, but he doesn't say which one it would mean. Dr. Rush, that's one shot. The second shot is, chita means bread, chitim means flour or kernels, because plural, you're eating many items. Chita is something you eat by itself, a solid item. The solid item made out of wheat is bread. They're the main item. That's what they used to make. They didn't make other things. Therefore, they made other things, but not so much. Therefore, chita, the second shot of the Rush, means something that's one unit. You don't ask yourself in one kernel. You mean to ask yourself either in kernels or in bread. So if you say chita, it means bread. If you say chitim, it means kernels. That's the second shot in the Rush. First shot in the Rush is that either chita or chitim only mean one of the two, and I don't know which one. But the repetition of saying it twice, you mean to include everything. No. I would have assumed that if he says chita or chitim, it means kernels, and bread would be a shayla. It's a derivative. It's not a derivative. Is it included? Did he mean it? Did he not mean it? I don't know. Shall I just finish the Mishnah? Ben kamach ben apas. Gris, grisin, shani tayim. If he says gris, grisin, whatever gris, grisin means, I thought it meant beans. Asa ben chayim, ben b'shalom, raw or cooked. And the Gemara is going to explain that, again, gris means one thing, grisin means the others, saying both, asers both. Rebuta, kind of, it's not an argument, Rebuta. Kind of gris, achita, shani tayim, mutulakas chayim. Gris and chita don't mean raw, don't mean kernels, and don't mean a bean. it means the cooked ones. Whereas grisin refers to the kernels, the beans, whatever you want to call them, the grits, whatever you want to refer to it as, and chitin means the kernels. Yes.
Now, yesterday when I was living with Doug, the first shot in the rush was, oh, Doug him.
Right.
And he only said one of them, and it still means
right.
Everything.
Right. Here he doesn't learn that way.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, I just said, yes,
well,
he does.
But
you have to ask him.
No, I can't ask him, and I don't want to ask him right now. And also, so, is it because of the shiny toe aim lock?
No, nothing to do with that.
Shiny toe aim lock is not, like, do anything for anyone.
That was the whole Gemara we had yesterday. Only made a difference in derivatives. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Zach Darash. Again, Shani Tayyim is an expansion only for derivatives. The juice that comes out of it, that's the Shiloh in the Gemara before, doesn't expand it in the item itself. It might expand extra things from the item. Talk to my Tanya. Chitim gomli alaymer chitim shani tayim asal levas and mutalakos. Chitim shani tayim asal lakos and mutalefas. Chitim shani tayim asal bein lakos bein lefas. Say both. Gris shani tayim asal levasho mutalakos. Grisin shani tayim asal lakos and mutalevasho. Grisin shani tayim asal bein levasho bein lakos. Hadra lachanoidu mevusho. Hadra lachanoidu mevusho. Hadra lachanoidu mevusho. Dr. Mishnah Vaitra, and again, we have another three blots of meaning of words. It's going to be a little bit more on here than that, but till Daphne Zayinam et Aleph deals with words, after the Zayinam et Aleph, you wish you were dealing with words. Right?
I'll get it.
I get it.
I mean, it's smarter.
Yeah. Dr. Mishnah Vaitra, only for three blots.
What's the Chos Chayin?
Locus to chew it. Chayin raw.
Wheat and split included in baking.
I don't think so. I don't know. What broccoli do you make of puff wheat? Adama. Adama. That means it's not baked.
Again.
I don't think it's baked. I don't know how to make puff wheat.
It's a heating.
Adama. That's because that's the bracha on corn. That's the way you eat popcorn. Let's put it this way. You don't eat popcorn without making popcorn out of it, because if you don't pop the corn, it's not edible.
But it's the whole kernel, basically. It's the kernel.
That's why it's Adama. That's the kernel. That's how you eat this kernel.
Right. I've seen them focused on that, it's a charcoal or an Adama.
Never heard of it before, but then again, I didn't hear.
I mean, the Adama is that there are certain.
I never saw anybody. That means nothing that I never saw. Never heard or saw anybody that makes shako and popcorn.
Klaysenberg
makes Adama on popcorn. And the rabbi probably never ate popcorn, so I can't tell you what he made.
That's right. That's all about that. Who needs that?
I don't think he ever ate pizza either, so I don't know if he washed or ate mazayna, made a mazayna son.
Okay.
ChatGPT says, if wheat kernels remain whole and are just puffed up, melting according to pre-adama, the wheat is ground process and turned into a new form, as you were saying, as you were alluding to, it's shakoni at the core.
Yeah, but it's not mazayna.
Right.
Come to Mishnah Vayter. Hanoidim and Ayarek Mutter B'Deluin. You make a netter from vegetables. Gourds, what does he translate Deluin? Squash? Gourds? Is Mutter in that? That's not a vegetable. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it is a vegetable. Now, why? What is this a Machloikas now? What vegetables? Zachta Gemara. The Mishnah is going to explain this Machloikas beautifully. Amalai Rabbi Kiva. They proved to Rabbi Kiva it's not a vegetable. I'm Adam Lishluchai. You tell your shliach, Kach li yarek, go buy me vegetables. Weimer, and he comes back and tells you, I couldn't find vegetables. I only found gourds. Doesn't that prove that's not a vegetable? You sent them out to buy vegetables. He can bring you cucumbers and tomatoes and whatever else vegetables are, right? I don't even know the names of all the vegetables. Green pepper, red pepper, and yellow pepper, whatever you want to say. He doesn't come back and say, I didn't find only red pepper. That's a vegetable. But he does come back and say, I found gourds. Amar lehem kenadavar. You're 100% right. Hashem ha'emer lemitzat yelah kitnis. Does he come back and say, I only found beans? He would never come back and say that. You sent him to buy vegetables. He doesn't come back and say, there's beans. He didn't want beans. Why does he come back and say, there is the lumen? Because that is, it's not the regular vegetable, but it is a vegetable. If it wouldn't be anything in the vegetable family, why are you coming back with it? You don't come back and say, oh, there were no vegetables with this chicken. You don't come back with that. It's not when he asked you to get him vegetables. That means he doesn't want to buy chicken now. That food group. So this is the machloikas. And the Gemara is going to explain this very well. Doesn't need me to tell that. Is something you come back and ask considered part? Or the fact that you had to ask means it's not part? It's an interesting thing. And here the Gemara doesn't say it depends on what people call it. Very interesting. The Gemara drops that. The Gemara, what?
That's what it is.
Right.
What about root vegetables like radishes and carrots?
I don't know. People call it vegetables? I have no idea.
Where are they sold in the store? Where are radishes in the green vegetable section? Where these could be by the Ritz?
Potatoes.
Potatoes, chocolate. I don't know. Yeah.
If he came back with it, isn't that right that it's a vegetable family?
What?
Came back with it.
He doesn't come back with it. He comes back and asks. If he came back with it, that would be a raya. He doesn't come back with it. He says, I didn't find vegetables, but I found the lewin. But he doesn't come back and say, I didn't find vegetables, but I found chicken. Because he knows the guy didn't want chicken, didn't ask for chicken. But the lewin is close enough that it's within the asking.
In the same section of the grocery store.
That's what Rabbi Cohn said. Please say B'Shem I'm right. Nothing to do with brachas. You make the same adam on kidneys that you make on yarek.
In other words, if I had a carrot, I would make adam on a tomato.
And if you had a bean, you would make the same adam on. That means nothing. The guy didn't say, get me an adam on. He said, get me a yarek. That's what it is. Zok de Mishnah. El Shagluim Bechla Yerek. Vakitnias Eina Bechla Yerek. Okay, we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.